Are you feeling overwhelmed with lesson planning? Let my Kindergarten Teacher Essentials year-long mega bundle do the heavy lifting for you. Kathy L., first-time kindergarten teacher, said it best. What a time saver. The no prep activities are invaluable, especially to a first-year teacher. It gives me more time to focus on the needs of my students instead of endlessly searching for materials and activities that match our outcomes. Whether you're planning for stations, centers, small groups, or prepping for the whole entire year, this bundle has everything you need and it's ready to go right now. Say goodbye to planning stress and hello to more time for what matters most, your students. So grab the bundle to save time, save money, and get all your materials all in one place in my Teachers Pay Teachers store. Hey, teacher friends, it's Ziba from Kindergarten Cafe, and today I want to talk about what small groups should look like when you're teaching reading comprehension with students. What could that small group look like? So let's get into it. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. All right, so if you have students that need to work on comprehension, what would that look like? Now, first of all, if they're working on comprehension, it means that their decoding is solid because you cannot work, I strongly believe you really cannot work on comprehension until you are able to decode what you are reading. Right? Like if you can't read the words, you definitely can't understand what's going on. So that should be the main focus. So if you do have a group working on decoding that is just needing more support with figuring out how to decode words, I have an episode on that. So definitely check that out first. I also think that for me, the majority of time that we're working on comprehension is through read alouds and class discussions. So comprehension is taught long before kids are reading independently, through modeling and discussing and, you know, practice inside read aloud. So that being said, let's say you have a group that is solid with their decoding and you want to work on making sure they're using strategies to comprehend what they're reading and able to, I think a big part of comprehension is not just do they understand, but also can they talk about the book, right? Can they explain what they understand about the book and can they apply that understanding to different kinds of questions and discussions about the book. So if you are looking for resources, I do have a kindergarten small group comprehension pack that's packed full. See what I did there? Packed full of resources on comprehension. And it goes through small group ideas, whole group ideas. And then the things I like from it are the visuals that, or like the question cards that I can pull out during read alouds or small groups with kids, like giving kids a job to do after you read the book by having them retell what happened or make a prediction. Like you can give them a job. Those are some cool tools that are in the pack. So I recommend checking it out if you have a group that's working on comprehension. So what could you do in a small group working on comprehension? A couple of different focus points is that you might want to work on retelling, predicting, talking about the characters and making connections from picture books. And so if you are doing this as like a focus group, you could have kids rotate in and out based on how they're doing with one of those focus areas. And it doesn't have to be like a permanent group. It can be more fluid. And so it can be a skill, what we call a skill-based group. That's one idea. Inside the group though, a couple of different things you can do. So you can read a book and do a think aloud, and you can model the comprehension skill explicitly, and then you can have the kids try it. Now, this is also very effective whole group, and I do recommend when you are doing read alouds that you add in comprehension questions and discussions around retelling, predicting character feelings, etc. When you are working together in a small group, you can have a teaching point, like we're going to work on retelling the story when we're done. Then you read a short book together, and then you practice the strategy as a team where everyone participates, and then they try it in their own books. They go off and try it in their own books. You could give them a sticky note or a bookmark with the strategy. These are resources in that comprehension pack I told you about, or you can make your own. And then that can remind them when they're in their own book to practice the strategy. And I would say, don't focus on all the areas of comprehension at once. Don't focus on predicting, retelling, character feelings. Like, don't do all of that at once. Focus on one small area each time as a target. So here are some things you could do for retelling. You could teach kids to do a five-finger retell where they point to each finger. The thumb would be first, next, then, after, finally. Or you could have first, next, then, finally. And so each finger has something that happened in the book, or first, second, third, fourth, fifth. There's different ways you could explain it, but the point is they're going through the fingers and saying five things that happened in the book, okay? You could also have a focus where they're retelling who the characters are, where the story is taking place, what the setting is, and then the important events of the story. You could focus just on beginning, middle, and end. And if you want a fun extension, you could have kids write a book review of the book, because that would involve some retelling of what happened, writing a book review, like writing their favorite part of the book, stuff like that. If you are working on characters as a comprehension skill, you want to focus on the character traits, like how would you describe the character? That's one lesson on its own. Then you could work on feelings. How are the characters feeling throughout the book? How do their feelings change in the story? That could be a whole other lesson. Asking questions like, just simply like reading a book with them and then asking them, would you want to be friends with this character? Why or why not? Or would you have done what they did? What would you have done if you were in their shoes? Those are great questions to ask when reading books with kids. And when you are working on comprehension, you know, pick a book that would be a really good discussion for, would you want to be friends with this character, right? Like pick your books purposely for good discussions about it. Predicting is definitely a skill that you always want kids to be working on. I would say even, you know, kids that are doing decodable text and still just working on decoding, like it's a good skill to talk about. But in your small group or even modeling whole class, ask them to look for clues in the cover or in certain illustrations, make prediction about what's going to happen. I love to pause the book, you know, a quarter of the way or halfway and be like, and what do we think will happen next? Why do you think that? And then even sometimes if I'm reading with the whole class, be like, well, you'll have to wait to find out, and build suspense that way. But I love to get those predictions in. And I always talk with the kids about how predictions must be flexible, because as you get more information, you're going to revise your prediction. You might change your prediction. And that's a good thing, that you adapt with new information. So in a small group, you could be reading with a group. They could be reading a book and then you could say, okay, you need to stop at page whatever, and then pause and say, what do you think is going to happen next? Okay, we'll find out next time when we're in the group, right? Let's write your prediction down on a sticky note. Or you can have them finish the book and then say, was your prediction right? Was all of it right or just part of it? That's a good way to reflect on that when you finish the book. Was there a twist ending? Were you surprised? And I do love talking about the kids about how I do this in my books with my book club or the books I'm reading. I'm always thinking what's going to happen. And then I change my mind when I have more information. And I love talking about my ideas with my friends. And I actually love it when a book surprises me when I didn't see the ending coming. I think that's really fun, because I think kids will think about prediction as a right or wrong thing. And really, it's about using the clues you've gotten from the book and understanding the characters to make a prediction about what you think will happen. But it's not a right or wrong thing. And so that's why I like to talk about how I love when books have an ending I didn't predict. I think that's so fun, things like that. The other thing you can focus on for comprehension as a focus area is comparing and contrasting or making connections. I like to start with connections and asking kids to think about, what did this book remind you of? And then I move into comparing and contrasting books. And for that, you definitely want to pick books carefully that could be, that could have things in common with each other. I love to use Venn diagrams to compare what's the same and what's different about them. This is especially good for nonfiction books about the same topic, but also for stories that are similar plot points. But definitely, I think it's much easier to start with making connections to their own lives before making connections to other books, right? So like, has anything like this ever happened to you? What does this remind you of? Did, you know, things like that. I think at the very least, when you're pulling a small group for comprehension, pull a couple of questions to ask before the book, during the book, and after the book, and just focus on having a discussion about making sure the kids understand the book. An example could be, well, what do you think this book will be about based on the cover, based on the title? That's a good prediction question. And then when you're reading the book, well, how do you think the character is feeling right now? Or how has the character changed? And then after, asking them, well, what are the important parts of the story? Those are really good basic before, during, after. I have more in my comprehension pack, but that's a good place to start. You could use like comprehension bookmarks or, you know, comprehension sticks or comprehension jobs to guide those questions. And so you can just kind of pull from there and your group could be reading the book and then talking about the book. But you also could assign roles so that, okay, during the book today, you're going to be the character person. You're going to talk about the character. You're going to retell. You're in charge of asking questions. You're in charge of making a connection. And you can rotate through the jobs so that they take turns doing different jobs. Also, for like really advanced readers, I will do like book clubs with them and give them jobs that they can read the book and answer the questions independently. If that's something, like I would do this if that's something they're capable of. And then we get together to discuss the book and discuss what their job was. So that's a fun way to sort of take the comprehension skills to the next level. So if you have students that are really fluent with their decoding and with their reading and they're able to read books pretty fluently, then you want to work on comprehension with them. And this is a great place to start with some of these focus areas. And if you're looking for more support or resources or, you know, those comprehension cards or jobs or whatever, definitely check out my comprehension pack as a good place to start. So I hope this has been helpful. And if you have other questions about it, always feel free to reach out and let me know. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then.